live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the number of patients waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital last year doubled compared to figures in 2016. Donegal County Council has been allocated just over €55,000 to help offset the costs associated with Storm Ophelia. The Department of Justice has announced additional funding for the 2017 Text Alert Rebate Scheme. And new car registrations in Donegal are down 16% compared to 2016. Those stories to follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Donegal County Council has been allocated just over €55,000 to help offset the costs associated with Storm Ophelia on October the 16th last. The money from the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government is on top of a grant of €1.76 million to offset the costs of the flooding in Inishowen on August the 22nd last year. The department says the damage to the roads network, as reported by Donegal County Council to the Department of Transport, Tourism and Sport, is €15.3 million. Tina Gates has more.
Ex-Hurricane Ophelia was an unprecedented weather event for Ireland, which prompted a Met Éireann red level severe weather warning for the entire country. Despite the damage and disruption, the recovery was remarkably swift, however, with practically all roads reopened within 24 hours, water supply back within 4 days and power restored within eight. The government's acknowledging the preparation and responses of local authorities for the winter weather events, making over €9 million available to help cover the cost. Over €1.98 million has been made available to Cork City Council, €1.4 million to Cork County Council, and over €330,000 for Galway City and County, along with other local authorities affected. And along with €1.73 million being made available to Donegal for the extreme rainfall event and flooding in August, €208,000 has been made available for severe flooding in Mount Mellick in Laois after the River Barrow overflowed in November. Along with acknowledging the responses in place, the government's also noted that systems for dealing with vulnerable customers worked well and should be carried forward for the future.
The number of patients waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital last year doubled compared to figures in 2016. Almost 5,000 people were waiting for inpatient beds at the hospital in 2017, an increase of 2,842 on the previous year. Nationally, there was a 6% increase in the number of people waiting for a bed. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier, the INMO's General Secretary Phil Nihay told Greg Hughes that investment is needed at the hospital.
We count and have been counting for over a decade the numbers who are deemed sick enough to be admitted. What it shows is that we don't have enough acute beds, and also that our primary care facilities, in other words, any care that can be provided outside of a hospital, isn't developed anything near what it needs to be.
We're looking at around 25 to 30 daily, it seems, in Letterkenny University Hospital. Would you be talking that to really address the problem, you would need 30 beds? And if you did need those actual 30 beds open, how many staff would it take to look after those?
It's our estimate that you need at least 2,000 additional acute beds right now to cope with what the hospitals are dealing with. That then would have to be built on, obviously, because we have all of the evidence of population growth up to 2030. So we know that our population is going to grow. All of this is predictable. It's now about planning, because there's no point in just gathering the statistics. You have to plan 4, 5, 6 years in advance. For example, we know that 300 plus beds in Letterkenny are not going to be enough. We know what works. We know that acute admissions that are redirected from an ED into a medical assessment unit takes a lot of the pressure off the ED, and also is a really good experience for patients, because they're intensively treated immediately and they can be discharged earlier. Mm. So these models are there, they need to be invested in, and they need to be planned for.
Meanwhile, there are further calls for schools to close for a period of 2 weeks as a preventative measure if a pupil contracts the flu virus. Donegal GP Dr. James McDade says children are now returning to school following the Christmas period and after recovering from the virus, but are put in a situation where they could potentially be struck down with the flu again. Dr. McDade believes the situation is going to worsen as winter continues if action is not taken.
The fact that people are going back to work and the fact that children are going to go back to school, it is going to get worse now, particularly now in the remainder of the month of January. And last year I did say that I felt it would have been better off had we closed down the schools. We have never tried it on a basis of giving it a fortnight or whatever it was. I don't think that it is worth a try. Children are going back to school after they get a little bit better, and there's no doubt they're just picking it up again. There is a vicious circle there.
A leading economist has suggested that a fall in house prices in Donegal is due to the ongoing uncertainty surrounding Brexit. The latest report by property website daft.ie shows that in Donegal, prices in the final 3 months of 2017 were 2% lower than a year previously, compared to a fall of 11% seen a year ago. The average house price in the county is now €137,000, 48% below peak level. The report's author is Ronan Lyons.
What's likely to be driving that is Donegal's relatively unique situation at the epicentre of Brexit. The closest urban area to Donegal is Derry, but that's potentially on the other side of a border if Brexit goes the wrong way. And I think that's weighing down on confidence in the housing market in Donegal, more so than in other parts of the country. If you look at nearby counties, they're not too dissimilar. So Mayo saw an increase of just 0.5%, small increases in Leitrim and in Cavan as well. Whereas the further you get away from the border and the closer to the major cities, the much bigger the increases have been.
And in terms of the year ahead, Ronan, what are your predictions for house prices in Donegal? Can we expect them to drop even further?
The overall dynamic in the market is one of a shortage of supply and very strong demand. So the overarching pressure in the market is for prices to go up. That's for the country as a whole, and that's true in the cities, but also outside the cities. However, as I mentioned, Brexit seems to be dragging down prices in the Donegal area. So really, it's dependent on how the Brexit talks go. The more it looks like they're going to lead to a hard border and cutting Donegal off from its closest major city, that's going to weigh down on property prices. But if it looks like the talks are going Ireland's way, so to speak, in the sense of no hard border, then I would expect Donegal to act more like the rest of the national housing market, and in the sense of prices rising because of a scarcity of supply.
Meanwhile, new car registrations in Donegal are down over 16% compared to 2016. According to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, over 2,900 new car registrations were recorded in 2017, compared to 3,523 the previous year. Nationally, new car registrations are down 10%. Motorists are this evening being urged to exercise caution during Storm Eleanor. The first storm of 2018 has landed, bringing strong winds and a risk of spot flooding. Conditions are likely to be worst in the south and west coastal areas, with a yellow status warning currently in place for Donegal. Met Air meteorologist Deirdre Lowe says it is a fast-moving storm.
The wind's strong enough to cause some structural damage or blow down some trees, so extra caution. Between this time period of 4 o'clock along the west coast and then as it tracks eastwards, be 5, 6, 7 o'clock along the east coast, it's a very quick moving system. Southern parts of the country are going to be worst affected, but some midland parts could be hit by it as well.
The CEO, Vudaris Nigeltochta, says the priority for the authority is finding alternative employment for the 32 staff who lost their jobs with the shock closure of SLM in Gidor just 4 days before Christmas. Speaking on the 9 till noon show today, Michael Heaney said while over €800,000 was approved for the company, that figure was based on the company achieving an employment level of 125 and only €171,000 of VAT was drawn down. Mr Heaney acknowledged that the SLM closure is a setback, but says he is confident the growth of the park will continue and the workers will find alternative positions.
The main thing at the moment is to look at the various possibilities, the opportunities that will be arising in the locality and on the park now for the workers over the coming months, and that's going to be our priority now. We're going to be talking to all relevant people with regard to that, and we are confident that the workers will be able to be redeployed with various new opportunities in the not-too-distant future. That's what we'll be working towards. If there are further training requirements required, or if there are other supports that are required by the workers, we'll work with them on that. This is an enormous setback for us in terms of Park Nogidor, but having said that, we're still intent on achieving our plan of providing sustainable employment on the park now, and we'll continue to work towards that. While this is an enormous setback, especially for the workers that are involved, we're confident that with the other companies that are still seeking new employees at the moment, with other companies that we have in the pipeline, the outlook for Park Nogidor is positive.
More penalty points could be given to drivers the further over the speed limit they go. Transport Minister Shane Ross plans to bring in graduated penalties, meaning someone who is 50 kilometres over the limit would get more penalty points than someone who is 10 kilometres over. It's part of a bid to reduce road deaths again this year, after 2017 saw the fewest number of deaths on Irish roads. That was reflected in Donegal, with 6 deaths in 2017, 4 fewer than the previous year. AA Director of Consumer Affairs Conor Fohan says the idea is a good one, but needs some work.
In principle, the idea of a more severe punishment for a more severe offence makes perfect sense. But the difficulty is, how do you then draft that effectively? How do you then make sure that it's proof against challenge? You know, there's a big, big difference between a minister's good idea and a robust piece of law that we can rely on. So much of this will depend on how it's drafted and whether it'll work.
Ryanair has applied for a licence from British regulators to safeguard against a hard Brexit. The airline may need it to continue operating its domestic UK business if no withdrawal deal is struck with the EU. Some UK headquartered airlines have been doing the opposite by applying for permits elsewhere to enable them to continue flights between European Union countries after 2019.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for 2018 with the massive New Year sale now on, in store, and at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 14 minutes past five. Time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, and Donegal start their McKenna Cup campaign tomorrow evening. That's against Queen's University in Ballybuffet. Oisin Kelly has more.
It's going to be a different looking Donegal side, with a number of changes since the championship came to an end last summer in the qualifiers. Nathan Mullins will feature at midfield for the Donegal seniors for the first time tomorrow night. The St Vincent's man, who was the club player of the championship in Dublin, played in recent challenge games against Roscommon and Armagh. Oran McNeilis's much anticipated return to the county setup could be put on hold, as the Gweedore man is suffering from a chest infection, but a decision on that will be left to the last minute. The likes of Michael Murphy, Neil McGee, Ryan McHugh and Frank McGlynn all returned to training on New Year's Day, but they're not expected to be playing matches until midway through the league. Manager Declan Boner says the squad have worked hard since they returned to training.
Yeah, it's always exciting starting up a new campaign and a new year, but you know, we have a lot of work done over the last 6-8 weeks, and yeah, the Christmas period, we had a closed week between the 22nd and 29th, which is a closed week from GAA regulations, so they had those days off. But you know, a lot of work done before then, and even since then, we've been out on a couple of occasions. So yeah, there's a lot of hard work going on, and looking forward now to getting out into competitive action on the Queen's match Wednesday evening.
Yeah, what's the overall feeling in the camp, Declan? Because there's a number of new faces in, and when change happens, I suppose there's a new injection of optimism and excitement all within a camp. Is that what it's like at the moment, and with the senior Donegal panel?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think the atmosphere within the group is very, very good, and the lads that have come in, you know, really working hard and really want to be there and really want, you know, to make it difficult for the lads that are going to come back into it. And the McKenna Cup for us it's about looking at players, seeing exactly where we're at, looking at our game plan, and see the players who can fit into that. And it's these games are coming thick and fast now. Once we start with Queens, with Monaghan on Sunday, and then we're back in with Fermanagh next Wednesday evening. So yeah, a lot of stuff happening over the next weeks and months ahead.
You can hear more from Declan in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com.
Elsewhere in Gaelic games, Cork's hopes that Kieran Sheehan would link up with the football panel again this year have been dashed. The 2010 All-Ireland winner was released by AFL side Carlton in October, but speaking to the 42.ie, Sheehan has confirmed he'll be returning to Melbourne, where he's applied for a role with the AFL Players Association. Moving on to soccer, and Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger has been charged by the FA for comments made after Sunday's Premier League game at West Brom. It's alleged he went into the match officials' dressing room using foul and abusive language and questioned their integrity. Wenger was unhappy with the decision to award a penalty for handball by Callum Chambers. Albion scored to get a 1-1 draw. He has until 6 o'clock on Friday to respond to the charge. On the field tonight, Manchester City can start their 2018 opening up a 15-point gap at the top of the Premier League. Pep Guardiola's side welcome Watford to the Etihad. City drew 0-0 at Crystal Palace on New Year's Eve, finishing a sequence of 18 successive victories. Guardiola will make sure his players keep their feet on the ground.
I said many times to the players, don't think about them winning title or not winning title. Focus on the next game and what you have to do against Watford. Try to win the 3 more points, and after another one, that is what we have to do. If you think about far away, we're going to distract what you have to do today.
Elsewhere tonight, Tottenham can go 5th in the Premier League with a win at bottom side Swansea. They'd also move to within 4 points of Liverpool, who sit inside the Champions League places. Boss Mauricio Pochettino's well aware it's not just his side who will see this as an important match.
It will be a very tough game because they need to win, and for us it's the same. We need to win the 3 points to keep fighting for a higher position. And always is for me is that all the games are difficult.
Also tonight, Southampton, they play host to Crystal Palace, and West Brom, they travel to West Ham. In the Championship tonight, Wolves can move 12 points clear at the top of the table with a win at home to Brentford. Mick McCarthy's Ipswich, they can move to within 4 points of the playoffs with a win away to Fulham, while bottom side Birmingham, they're away to Reading. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's 3 games down for decision. Ards, they host 3rd place Glenavon. It's 4th against 6th when Cliftonville host Ballymena United, and Glentoran, they play Warren Point Town. In rugby, Leinster hope to have Sean O'Brien back for their final Champions Cup pool games with Glasgow and Montpellier later this month. The Lions flanker will sit out this Saturday's Pro 14 clash with Ulster as he continues to recover from a hip injury. The Blues are set to welcome back Ireland internationals Jack McGrath and Adam Byrne for the game. Byrne has returned to full training following a knee injury, while McGrath has come through the return to play protocols. In tennis, Andy Murray concedes he may have to consider surgery after a long-term hip injury forced him out of the Brisbane International Tennis. He's not played a competitive match for almost 6 months, and he's now a big doubt for this month's Australian Open. Murray says an operation is the secondary option after rehab. He added it's demoralising that he can't perform at his best at the moment, and that it's really hurting inside. Finally for this evening in darts, Phil Taylor admits he's retiring from darts at the right time after missing out on a 17th world title in his last professional event. Arguably the world's greatest ever player was beaten 7-2 by debutant Rob Cross in the final of the PDC World Darts Championship last night. That's all your sport for this evening. We'll have more sport here tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. For the moment, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. The Department of Justice has announced additional funding for the 2017 Tax Alert Rebate Scheme. The rebate will be available to local groups across the country, with the application deadline extended until the 31st of January. €100,000 in funding for the scheme was announced in September, with a further €50,000 being made available from today. Donegal County Councillor Patrick McGowan has welcomed today's announcement.
I know a number of groups there, particularly in my own area in East Donegal here, hadn't actually been aware of that rebate, and the closing date had been in mid-November. So I welcome both the additional $50,000 towards that rebate, and also the fact that the deadline now has been extended past to the end of January. So that'll get up groups the opportunity to claim back some of that money.
And for weather now, heavy rain will spread across the province this evening with some spot flooding. The heavy rain will gradually give way to clearer spells and frequent heavy showers early tonight, with lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the number of patients waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital last year doubled compared to figures in 2016. Almost 5,000 people were waiting for inpatient beds at the hospital in 2017, an increase of 2,842 on the previous year. Donegal County Council has been allocated just over €55,000 to help offset the costs associated with Storm Ophelia on October the 16th last. The money from the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government is on top of a grant of €1.76 million to offset the cost of the flooding in Inishowen on the 22nd of August last year. Motorists are this evening being urged to exercise caution during Storm Eleanor. The first storm of 2018 has landed, bringing strong winds and a risk of spot flooding. And new car registrations in Donegal are down over 16% compared to 2016. According to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, over 2,900 new registrations were recorded in 2017 compared to 3,523 the previous year. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The original notices for this Tuesday evening, the 2nd of January. The sudden death has occurred of Joe Gallagher, 75, Camas Road, Douglas Bridge. Joe's remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Eugene's Church, Glenoch, followed by interment in Glenoch Cemetery. The death has taken place at the Donegal Hospice of Billy Doherty, Brook Cottage, Drenan Ballybuffet, formerly of 78, St. Finian's Park, Moville. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St. Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by cremation at Lakeland Crematorium, County Cavan. Family time, please, before the funeral on Thursday morning. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred at Letterkenny University Hospital of Eta McElhinney, Fairhill, Dunlow, née Kyle, formerly of Mount Charles. Her remains will repose at Madeline's Funeral Home from 6 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9 o'clock. Removal tomorrow evening at 6:30 to St. Cronus Church, Dunlow. Funeral on Thursday after 11 o'clock Mass, with burial in Letchamacca Ward, New Cemetery. The death has taken place at Athlogavan Hospital of Sammy Gallagher, 17, Ardnalee Park, Strabane, and formerly of Mean Lochter, Killigordon. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at her residence of Myra Higgerty, Carnahan, Inch Island. Her remains are reposing at Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at Athlogavan Hospital of Mary Harkin, née McMenamin, 3, Clockcore Grove, Clockcore, formerly of Craig Ban, Claudie. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Clockcore, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Strabane MS Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Brindley Manor Nursing Home Convoy of Miss Margaret Martin, Carrignaslate Hill, Lifford. Her remains will repose at Gibson's funeral home Convoy from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12 noon for Mass at 1 o'clock in St Johnson Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot. The death has occurred of Dan Carney, 22 Grafton Street, Rosemount, Derry. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 20 past 9 to St Eugene's Cathedral, Derry, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place at St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorer of Frances Gillespie, Drumore, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs for funeral mass at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Woodville Ward, St Joseph's Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred at the Buncrana Nursing Unit of Tess McLaughlin, Middle Illies, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place at Gartnerfeld General Hospital, Glasgow, of Bridie Doak, née Brogan, 50 Bell Street, Whitecrook, Clydebank, formerly of Drumahill Manor, Cunningham. Her remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, this evening from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10, going to St Columbus Church, Drumahill, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The death has occurred in Glasgow of Annie Ward, formerly of Tunban, Fannad. Funeral mass in St Columbus Church, Hope Hill Road, Glasgow, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Lamb Hill Cemetery. All inquiries, please, to Anderson Maguire Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place at the Foyle Hospice of John Phillips, 185 Lisnara Road, Dunamana. His remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Killiney, Dunamana, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.